Everything about Red TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Everything About TV. I am your host, Crispy, and welcome to the Survivor Edge of Extinction recap right here on Everything About TV. So we're going to get right into it. Another great week on Survivor, and it's just crazy. It was a crazy week. I think it was a crazy week on Survivor, and we're going to get right into it. I think there's nothing much I can say, except I do have an announcement at the end of the podcast. There will be an additional podcast coming out this week, and you can probably figure what it is by the end of this podcast, so stay tuned for that. So, the Edge of Extinction, obviously, you know, Reem already at Edge of Extinction, and, you know, she would like to, you know, show her face again to the other, tribemates as well, you know. And then she said she's not a quitter. So she kind of broke down saying, I'm not a quitter. You know, she doesn't want to quit this game. She just does not. I guess she's struggling. Reem is kind of trying to, you know, struggle with the fact that she's actually at Edge of Extinction. She also said, what is Edge of Extinction, what it really means? You know, she just, she has a choice, too. If she wants to, you know, quit and just leave, you know, she can raise the white flag. They'll come and get her from the island. So she has that option. She wants to quit. She can quit, but we're not seeing that yet. We're going to talk about that as well towards the end. She was talking at the very end of the episode, and we'll talk about that a little later. So at Mana, asking about how you're doing. Wendy said, you know, she didn't want to didn't want to go with Kelly, obviously, Wentworth. I think we're going to start calling her Wentworth, because everybody, even Probes calls her Wentworth. Even still to this day, she is still called Wentworth. Not Kelly Wentworth. I know. That name stuck. It's like Andrew Savage. Savage. And then you had Boston Rob Mariano. You had Mariano or Boston Rob. You know, always have that name. One name whatsoever. There's always one name that always, you know, stuck as well. So I can't really think of any other castaways in the past that have been called by their last name. Oh yeah, Fairplay too. Johnny Fairplay. It was always not Johnny, it was Fairplay, always. It was always Fairplay. I don't know why I'm bringing him up. I know I wrote his name down somewhere on an off-season podcast recently. Obviously talking about Wendy's in trouble. She plays Kelly, and they have the power to get Kelly out. So now they're kind of thinking about getting out Kelly Wentworth at this point. You know, they want, if they lose, they're going to get her out. And then, of course, I think Dave said, yeah, we can get her out, you know. We can vote her out of the game. Obviously, they need the numbers, so obviously that is blindsiding a strong player like Kelly is really tough. It is very, 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 very tough to do. To get someone like a big, strong player like her out of this game, it is just, it's really tough. It's really tough. You know, you gotta make the right, you have to do the right move at the right time, obviously. You know, you have to make the right move at the right time, and I just don't know. Like, my honest thoughts about getting Wentworth out now is kind of, it's dumb. It's not a smart move. Well, it's not dumb, but it's not a smart move at this point, because she can be a shield. She can be a shield for the other stronger players on the tribe, too. She can be, like, a shield for, like, the other stronger players on the tribe. You know, they can protect them, you know, like, maybe this is not the time to get her out, but, you know, like, probably be best to get her out maybe midway, maybe just at the third jury, maybe, possibly. But you don't want to wait too long, because what happens if you keep a strong player in way past jury? They can get to the final two, final three, final four at the most. You know, they can get far in this game if they keep her in the game this long too. They got to realize they got to get her out sooner, but right now is probably not the best time. I think really it is not the best time to get her out right now. I think right now, like I said, she can be a shield for the stronger players, which there is a bunch of strong stronger players. You have War Dog. He is very strong. Rick is probably going to be a very sociable, strong player in this game as well. You have a whole pile of them that can be strong. And then on the other half, on Kama, you have Joe Ingram, who is really, really strong as well. So, you know, there's a lot of strong players this season. I've noticed it's going to be a very competitive season. Indeed, but we have not seen that much this season yet because I think Kama has... Well, it's only the start. What am I saying? It's only the start of the season. So, you know, it doesn't... if it gets one-sided, then yeah, won't be good. But I think it's going to be a very competitive season. It will be a season where it's going to be very, 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 very competitive on the island as well. So, obviously, Kelly said keep on Wendy, but you're out next. So obviously Kelly wants Wendy out next. You know, don't let Wendy get the idol. So talking about, you know, idols. So this whole thing about I wouldn't call it idol pandemonium, but I would probably call it, you know, like the thought of idols are finally came across. Like, remember I said last week that they did not, nobody looked for an idol. Nobody, not a single soul, not a single person, I mean, looked for that idol last week. So obviously they weren't thinking about it because it was only, well, don't forget, it was only the beginning of the game, obviously. It was only the start. So Kama, they went to have they were dancing around. Kama was a really happy tribe as well. And then Aubrey does not like, you know, doesn't like the kumbaya kind of thing. She likes to go to tribal council first, where the line is drawn in the sand kind of thing. So, and then, of course, you kind of figure out where, you know, true alliances are being built, or true relationships are being built in the game. So Victoria said, you know, scared of Joe, said to Victoria, you know, they had a chance, you know, I guess to get him out. Then Victoria said they had their chance to win. Sorry, I meant to say they had their chance to win. And now Bray is going to pull them in. Kelly looking for an idol. David and Wendy wants to get Wentworth out as she is a huge threat. And we have seen Wentworth get idols before. And last time she played, she got an idol. After I think she got back in Second Chances. I think she had one or two idols, which was does put a painted target on her back indefinitely. So Wendy and War Dog were looking for an idol. Getting War Dog is hard. And of course, Rick and David made a deal to go to the final two with each other. So obviously there's a final two deal right there. So alliances are slowly coming together. But I'm starting to see who is what. Like, who is with who in this game. I'm noticing that who is who in this game, obviously. So yeah, alliances are slowly coming together. So alliances are definitely coming together. David said he will also keep Rick around as long as he can. And then Gavin was looking for an idol. So everybody was looking for a freaking idol. Everybody was looking for the idol as well. And then it's a big area. You know, there is like no markings. And then Julie said the men have gone to look for idols. You know, they could have gone for an idol. Julie is not, you know, a sneaky person to go for look for idols. So she is like not, I don't know, I guess she's not gonna go look for an idol. Lauren found a marking, a tree that fallen over, and a marking, and she found an idol. She found an idol. So I was happy for her. I don't even remember who my picks were, actually. I don't remember who I picked for the season of Survivor. And I'm actually doing something a little different on the podcast. And I'm actually standing up for a second, because I am getting a certain folder out that has all my notes from the past week or two. Apparently I have like Eric, Gavin, Joe Ingram. I have, who else do I have here? I'm just sneaking back into my previous notes here. Yeah, I'm kind of cheating the system. Victoria, Kelly, and Aurora. I don't remember. I don't think I've seen Aurora, actually. I don't know. Is there really an Aurora this season? That's a good question. I think there is, but I guess she's playing the low key game right now, which, you know, isn't there. You don't hear much about her. You don't hear much about her at all. Not gonna wish I picked Lauren, because I think Lauren has a good chance to win. I think she has a great chance to win as well. So immunity challenge, they have to go through up and around a cage, and they have to go get a snake. They have to bring the snake up and around the cage, and once they do that, they have to bring it up to its, I guess, to its, like, holder to where it holds, and then from there they have to untie it, and then they have to find tiles with numbers, which will solve the combination lock, obviously. And then from there, once they get the combination lock, they will be releasing rings. Once they actually release the rings, then they have to throw it and spell on each letter one by one, right in the right order, spelling the word immunity. Now, we've seen this challenge before back in Aubrey season. We have seen this before. It is a challenge that they have used in the past. So, you know, it was a challenge that was used in the past. So the first one to spell immunity, the first team that wins, first tribe that spells the word immunity wins immunity and also reward. They have two choices, spices and a few forks and knives. And the other thing they have is they are willing to do some work and a deluxe survivor kit, fishing gear. So Aubrey has done this challenge before in the past and lost, so, you know, she can win this again. And then Julie can set out for Kama. So Keith struggling in the water, Kama at the cage, they were untying they have to also untie the snake as well. And then Keith still struggling, Kama getting the snake over, they were halfway there. And then Mana still struggling with the snake, Kama got the snake over. And then Mana has a momentum, and then they got 3/4 of the snake out, and they finally got it out. And then, of course, Kama was under the crawl, and then, I guess they would call it crawl. I think it's a belly crawl. I think that's what they call it. That's the technical or the actual name for it. I think it's called the belly crawl. And then Ron solving the combination for Kama. Ron got it. Kama got one. David got it for Mana. Chris at one. Eric got two. Chris didn't get it. Kama got three. Chris got two. And then Chris went on and off. And then Eric got four for Kama. Keith got missed. Keith did miss it. I think he was short. And he actually he swamped out. And then Kama got five. Chris got three. Jill got six. Chris got four. Joe with the seventh. Kama wins immunity and reward, so they will not be going to Tribal Council this week. They are completely safe from Tribal Council. And then, obviously, they had to choose which one they want. I think they went with the fishing gear, I think. I didn't even write that down, did I? No, I didn't. They chose the fishing gear, if I remember correctly. They chose the fishing gear over the, you know, the forks and knives and all that. War Dog said, you know, it's probably better it is going to be a war between Wentworth and Wendy, but there could be a third choice, talking about getting Keith out, as he is a liability in challenges. Now, you know, that put me in a rock and a hard place to choose who I would get out of this game right now. Would I get Wentworth out, or would I get Keith out, who is a liability? So, like, there's a choice, because you gotta think. When you're playing this game, you gotta think about it. You have to, you know, do you want to keep the tribe strong, or do you want to get out a big threat now instead of later, you know? And technically, majority of the time, they usually get the threats out later. Technically, they get them out a little later on, so they get their threats a little later on, towards the jury phase of this game as well. So obviously Keith you know, knows he's on the chopping block. War Dog told Lauren that Keith is a liability. Wentworth said that, you know, learning the change and getting out Keith is, which is stupid. Sorry, you know, War Dog is, kind of gearing towards, you know, getting Keith out, which is stupid. So she did not agree with getting Keith out right now. I think that is not the smart move. She thinks that's not the smart move right now. And it, what is she saying? She is the better choice to get out at this point? I don't know. I don't think it's a good idea to get Wentworth out. Like I said, she can be Shield. She could be a big Shield for the bigger threats, like War Dog, especially. So, also, talk Chris to Rick. Is it worth keeping Keith? Rick said, you know, went around to get that. Obviously, Rick talking about, you know, he wanted to get out Wentworth. He was aboard to get out Wentworth, obviously. And then talking about, you know, Wentworth, if, you know, if they obviously keep her, she'll be a Shield for them. So, but I already said that. I already said there was she would be a Shield, which is true. And I already knew it too. Like, she could be a Shield. And we've heard that term before in previous seasons of Survivor, where, you know, keep a big threat, they're a big Shield. They're a Shield for the other threats in the game, obviously. So Chris said, you know, if he can get out Wentworth first, and then they can get Keith out second. So obviously they're talking about, you know, we can get out Wentworth first, then we can get out Keith the following Tribal Council if they go to Tribal Council, which we do not know if that's going to happen because we are not on next week yet. That will be next week. So Wentworth said there has been, you know, there's been a lot of shifts going on in the camp. She knows what is up. She trusts Lauren, but nobody else. So pretty much Wentworth, you know, trusts Lauren. And remember, I said this in the preview podcast. I just realized this too. Just going back and thinking, oh yeah, I just thought, yeah, I remember that. Because remember, I said that I think those two would be teaming up with each other, or they would be trusting each other in the game. I remember I said that too. I remember that very, very vividly that I said that in the preview podcast. Wouldn't it be awesome if those two teamed up? Because Lauren is a big super fan of Kelly Wentworth, and look at what happened. They trust each other in the game. You know, maybe this is an alliance now between the two of them. You never know. Whoops, I hit the microphone. That's a blooper reel right in the middle of the podcast. Anyways, I think I'm surprised that she trusts Lauren. Like, this is going to be interesting. That would be kind of cool, actually, to see Lauren and Wentworth go to the finals and fight each other out. That would be actually pretty cool. Now, I'm already making some wild predictions. You don't know what's going to happen. It is still early in this game, but, you know, like, it would be cool to see the two of them go far, especially into this game. Go very deep in this game, is what I'm trying to say. So, Tribal Council, they lost Reem, who was voted out. Wentworth got a vote. She didn't want to get a vote. And then Devin said the vote was obviously from Reem. So obviously we knew that. I think it was from Reem. If I remember correctly, I think it was from Reem. Now I'm actually kind of consulting my old note. And I think it was from Reem. I think it was. From Reem. I don't think I wrote it down. But Reem was definitely, I think it was definitely Reem that voted Wentworth. It was so obvious. It has to be so obvious that Reem would vote for Wentworth, obviously. You know, Wentworth would be voted for by Reem, obviously. So, who else? Like, I don't think anyone else would vote Wentworth. I don't think. So, it has to be Reem, who is now on the edge of Extinction Island, or whatever you want to call it. So, obviously, talking about, you know, are they an asset in this game? Wentworth said, you know, she will be a Shield. You know, and obviously, talking about keeping the tribe strong. Keith's poor performance on the challenges. Well, challenge. I guess it'll challenge it, technically, the last two. And then Chris said it's clear on, who their loyalties are. Obviously, who they're going to lose and who their loyalties are. And then strength will go a long way. Also talking about War Dog said someone will be blindsided. So they're talking about, is there going to be a blindside tonight? I think there was a blindside tonight. So, and then once the vote, we will Once they vote, it will be a done deal. And then obviously it'll show where people's, you know, where people's heads are at. And then Devin said, who doesn't want to check blindside off the list? Or Doc said, you don't need a list. You just need to make the right moves, obviously. And then the votes, it was Kelly and then Keith, Wendy, two votes Keith, then three votes Keith. Second person voted out Survivor as a distinction was Keith. Keith was not happy. I don't think anybody would be happy to be voted out this early. And then he came to the end of the path, obviously, and then made the decision either go to the edge of extinction, or he can end his adventure and go home. And then Keith just was not sure what his decision will be. And we'll find out next week, I guess, on if he goes to edge of extinction or if he's just going to go home and just end his adventure right now. Next week, obviously, the cat's out of the bag. Nobody will talk to Aubrey and Joe and need a pack of mentality. Wendy hurts her ankle. Don't know if it's broken, but it looked really red in the preview for next week. Also, Reem, you know, is down on the dumps, and if nobody shows up, she is going to raise that white flag and go home. So technically, if you know, if Keith goes home, then obviously she won't be going to the edge of extinction. If Reem goes home, nobody will be on edge of extinction. It'll be just like a regular season of Survivor, where they end up, no, there'll be just, you know, one person out, another person out, you know, but we'll find out next week. I'm excited to find out what's going to happen, especially on the next episode of Survivor. I'm really excited, and I'm enjoying this. I am really, really, really enjoying, you know, this season of, you know, Survivor, Edge of Extinction, and I can't wait for next week. And next week also, Big Brother Canada starts up next Friday. A week tomorrow, we will start with the first recap of the season. Reminder that actually my schedule I tweaked it a bit, and the following week of the 10th to the 16th, the schedule will follow. The Big Brother Canada recap will be on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern and Fridays at 8 p.m. Eastern. And Survivor will be on its regular schedule Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern. And then also the preview podcast, I think, will be either tomorrow night or it will be on Sunday afternoon while they're here. Him and I will post it up, but I'm working on the cast notes, preview podcast notes right now for Big Brother Canada, and I will keep an eye on Twitter when the release of this podcast comes out to you guys. Be sure to check out, you can follow me on social media on Twitter, Instagram at Crispy on the Web. Also, if you're new to the podcast, please subscribe to the audio only feed. I can't talk. If you are new, thank you guys so much for subscribing to the feed, especially on CastBox. I've noticed that I have 7 subscribers. It's crazy. Just to think, I'm slowly, you know, climbing the ladder on this podcast. Slowly. But thank you guys so much. If you are new, do subscribe. It's the best way to be notified when the podcast goes up each and every week. Or you can go to crispyontheweb.com to the schedule page, and it will tell you guys when there is a podcast to be released as well. And you can check out the collabs too. You can contact me. You can read the blog as well. That's the best way to know and get information on any updates with everything going on with Every Monroe TV. So, alright, so that's it for me, and we will see you guys back here either tomorrow or Sunday. Right now, have a good night. We'll see you guys on the next podcast. Bye for now.